Good morning. In the wake of that storm that brought messy weather and a bunch of rain to interior New York and New England yesterday, a strong, gusty northwest wind has developed across the region at times over 25 to 30 miles per hour. This northwest wind ushering in much colder air, and temperatures continue to drop past the 30s and into the 20s where most of us are waking up this morning. In addition to the wind and the cold, moisture being drawn off of Lakes Erie and Ontario, producing a bunch of lake effect snow in the typical snow belts, but flurries and snow showers are carrying well downwind of the lake, so some passing flurries or snow showers cannot be ruled out today, especially in the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley. Otherwise, we'll look for in and out sunshine, the wind and the cold for all of us, keeping temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s through the afternoon. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It'll be breezy and cold with lows back into the teens with persistent lake effect snows downwind of Lake Ontario. For tomorrow, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. Still a few flurries around near the lakes. It'll be breezy and cold again with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A couple of weak disturbances will swing through from time to time within the cold air mass on Thursday and Friday. This will produce more cloud cover and passing flurries and snow showers for the end of the week as temperatures push into the lower and middle 30s. A bit of a rebound on Saturday with high pressure in control. We'll have a cold start in the single digits and teens, but rebound back into the middle and upper 30s. Sunshine on Saturday will give way to increasing clouds as a disturbance heads our way from the south and west. Clouds will continue to build on Saturday night, and on Sunday, clouds will thicken with the chance of rain showers by the end of the day as highs reach back into the mid-40s. Milder air will continue to flow in on Monday, but so will moisture in the form of rain, and highs will be near 50 degrees to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep low pressure system centered over southeastern Canada will continue to push that Arctic air over the eastern half of the country. Well below average temperatures have reached the Gulf Coast, with most of the mid-Atlantic states barely getting above freezing today and tomorrow. Frost and freeze warnings are in effect again all the way down to the Gulf Coast. And that Arctic air flowing over the Great Lakes will produce the lake effect snow. Winter storm warnings and lake effect snow warnings are in effect for the snow belts, where as much as 2 to 3 feet of snow could accumulate in localized areas. At Mount Washington this morning, light snow and fog with 0 miles visibility and 12 degrees, a northwest wind at 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, a few scattered clouds and 30 degrees, the dew point 18, 61% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.65 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Melbourne and West Palm Beach, both in Florida, to a low of 23 below zero at Big Trails, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, heavy snow and wind, 6 to 12 inches of snow by the end of the day with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature 38, that's 1 degree below normal. 84 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.26 inches and 33.15 for the year. 9 tenths of an inch of snowfall in Albany yesterday, 1.0 inches for the month, which is 1/10 of an inch above normal, and also 1 inch for the season, which is 1/10 of an inch above normal. There were 27 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 394, that's one above normal, and 874 for the season, which is 164 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1928, and the record low, 10, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m., 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. In and out sun, windy and very cold today with passing snow showers and flurries, steadier snow in the mountains with highs in the mid to upper 20s. More snow for the mountains tonight, partly cloudy and windy with snow showers elsewhere, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, in and out sun, windy and very cold today with passing snow showers and flurries, also heavier squalls immediately downwind of Lake Ontario. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. More lake effect snow tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. In and out sun, windy and very cold today with passing snow showers and flurries and highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and windy tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, still very breezy and cold, lower 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy and cold Thursday and Friday with passing flurries and snow showers. Mid-30s, sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday in the upper 30s, mid-40s with a chance of late-day showers on Sunday, and a chance of rain Monday with highs around 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.